This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and I hope everybody's starting to thaw out. I think the groundhog had decided that we're not going to have too much longer of winter, and spring is going to spring on us nice and warm and soon, and we can get the kids out of the house and having some fun. I know we've started soccer season, and the kids are having a blast. They've got their cleats on, and they're running around, and all the moms are really into it, and we're just having a fun time, and I hope you all are enjoying your time with your kids, too. And as that's all happening, I know we're in an election year, so a lot of people are concerned about what's going on in the world, and that can cause stress on us, and it can cause adults to have, you know, a lot of introspective time and really, really reflecting on what's important to us and what kind of world we want to create for our kids. And I hope that that's not causing too much stress in your life. Rather, I hope that it's inspiring you to make some informed and wise choices in terms of the future that we're creating for our kids in this political climate. This stress can affect kids too. And I want to talk about that today because there was a New York Times study that came out in which more than half of the 2,100 high school students surveyed reported severe symptoms of depression due to stress. And, you know, this world that we live in moves fast, and there's a lot of pressure on our kids these days. Here to talk to us about that is Brittany Barber Garcia. She's a PhD in pediatric psychologist, and she's an expert in this field. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, when do we begin to see the impact of stress on kids? At what age does it tend to begin?
I actually think, you know, most of us are familiar with thinking that our teenagers or tweens might be experiencing some stress, but really we're seeing clinically that stress can begin impacting children much younger than that. So children as young as 5, 6, and 7 years old are already reporting that they feel stress for one reason or another. And really, I think the research is supporting that children younger and younger are reporting symptoms of stress.
Okay, let's talk about what causes stress in a 5-year-old.
It's a great question, right?
Well, I have a 5-year-old, and I've seen her stress out, and I'm just wondering what, you know, if what she's stressing out about is the same as what universally little girls are stressing out about.
Absolutely. I think that when we're thinking about our really young, early elementary school-aged children, there are a variety of things that can be stressful for them. Certainly, things that are going on in the home, if there are changes in routine, if there's a new sibling added to the family, if there's something going on between the parents that the child is picking up on, those things can absolutely cause stress. Things at school can absolutely cause stress for children that young as well. Not only, you know, feeling that maybe the work is overwhelming or things are difficult to understand, but even peer interactions with school can cause children to feel stressed and overwhelmed as well. Not having anyone to sit next to during lunch or feeling like they're being left out on the playground really can impact young children. They pay attention to those things just as much as our older kids do, and they report difficulties, coping with that stress as well.
So what's different? Because when we were growing up, that was just part of growing up. It wasn't classified as, oh, you're stressed. You know, your child is being stressed. What's different? Is what's happening with the children different, or is it the fact that we're studying it and calling it something different?
It's an excellent question. And, in part, I do think it's that we're recognizing that, you know, there are children much younger now do have mental health needs. And we're recognizing that, you know, more now than ever before, you know, recognizing that if there is a little bit of stress here and there, you know, that is something that can usually be dealt with in the home, and parents can kind of teach their children appropriate coping strategies. And it doesn't have to become that big of a deal. But for the children who are really, you know, experiencing quite a bit of stress, and they're really finding it very difficult to control that stress and that worry is turning into anxiety, perhaps even other symptoms such as, you know, stomach aches or headaches and things that are starting to keep them home from school, then we really are starting to call that more of a significant mental health problem. And that's when, you know, it does make sense to reach out to a mental health professional. And You know, as for the reasons to those things, it's probably a mixed bag. You know, we do know that, you know, more children than ever are coming from homes with separated or divorced parents, and those things can play a role in this. We know that even younger children are experiencing longer and longer days that start earlier, maybe with like a before school care and then being in school and then an after school program or an extracurricular activity. A lot of those things didn't always happen for children, you know, when we were growing up, especially at the younger ages, you know, those kind of long structured days.
Sense.
And that can certainly play a role in children experiencing more stress as well.
Okay, you know what? We're going to come back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You are listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.